Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some of our favorite books of 2020. And yeah, so basically, Kyla, do you want to start it off and talk about what one of your favorite books was?
Yeah, sure. So one of my, this is like going back to the previous episode, but one of my favorite books was One of Us is Lying. I actually read it for the first time in middle school, but I reread it in 2020. And like, I didn't really remember it that much. So yeah, I think that is definitely mine. It brought me back into mystery, actually. It had good elements of that. I love the author. Like I've said, you guys can listen to our previous podcast if you haven't, about the author. And yeah, I just really love the characters. I loved the plot, everything about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you, Anika?
Yeah, one of my favorites was also One of Us is Lying. And I think it's funny that you mentioned that you read it in middle school first, because I also read it in like 7th or 8th grade, and I never like really finished it because like, I don't know, I was kind of in like a reading slump like all my middle school years.
Yeah.
Wasn't like a big reader back then. Mm-hmm. But I picked it up again this year while I was waiting for like another book to come in. Yeah, I never finished it, and then I read the book and I finished it in like 2 days. Super good, like a great mystery. It's really easy to read, and it's a great book to get like to start reading if you want to get into more mystery books. Because after I read this, I started reading Agatha Christie, which I can see where, like, Karen got her inspo from. Yeah. So that's really nice.
Yeah. Okay. And then another book that I really like, actually hasn't read it yet. She should. But it's called Everything I Thought I Knew. And I thought this was, I don't know, it was, like, I don't know what genre it would be, because like it seemed like completely like realistic fiction, like a girl, a senior, and I'll give you like a little plot summary.
Okay.
It's like a girl in her senior year who's like done so much work, like such good grades, a lot of extracurriculars, like I think she did track or cross country, whatever, super good in that. And then all of a sudden, in like the first like few pages, she has like some heart failure thing. I don't know if it was like a heart attack, something happened that brought her to the hospital, and they realized that she needed to have a heart transplant or she would like die. And so kind of dark. A lot happened, obviously, which is actually kind of nice. Like, you, it wasn't like the boring first few chapters or whatever, like you got right into it. And yeah, so she gets this heart transplant, and it's like all like normal, like realistic, like, oh no, like she's not gonna be able to like finish senior year probably, and like stuff like that, like college. And then once she gets the heart transplant, she starts having all these like memories that like aren't hers. And so that's like the kind of where it's like a little fantasy or whatever. But yeah, so it's basically about her like having all these memories that aren't hers. Like, she sees like all these people, all the stuff that she's like, oh my god, wait, like this isn't, like this never happened to me, how do I like remember all this stuff. And yeah, I just thought it was really good. I really liked the character, a lot of plot twists. There's like one major one that I don't want to like say much about, but yeah, it will keep you like on your toes a lot.
Yeah, so what made this book like stand out? Because obviously I know you read a lot of books because of the pandemic last year. Mm-hmm. And like you probably like, what, like 40 books or something?
I don't even know.
Right? So what made this one stand out? What was special about it? What was different?
I think like honestly just the plot in general, like how it was a mix of like a little fantasy. Like, I don't know, I just thought it was like such a cool idea to like be having like all these memories that aren't yours. Like, And yeah, I think also just like very fast pace, like a lot is happening a lot of the time. Yeah.
And then what do you think was more memorable, the plot or like a character, the characters? Because like, are you a plot person, a character person? This is like a huge debate that I've seen. Like, what do you think?
I think like at least for this book it was the plot, because like honestly, I don't remember the character's name.
Oh,
I remember like okay, I'm really bad with names, but that's like a me problem. But like, I remember like all like about like her personality and like her friend's personality and all that stuff. But yeah, I think it was the plot. I think that's like what I really liked about this book. So
yeah, that's great.
What about you though? What's another book that you've really liked?
I really like this book called A Thousand Boy Kisses by Tilly Cole. I think that's her name. If that's wrong, I will correct myself later. But I've been trying to get you to read this book. For months. It's about this girl and boy who've been best friends since they were kids. And then they start dating in high school. So that classic friends to lovers arc, if you like that. And then suddenly one day the guy has to move back to Norway, I think. And they go through like stuff and they choose to stay like close, but then one day she completely cuts him out of her life, and then he moves back in 2 years, I think. And it's like super awkward between them because like they don't know what happened. He doesn't know why she cut him out of his life. And I just, this book had me crying in every single chapter.
Wait, so is it from the boy's perspective or the girl's?
It switches, which I like. So it's okay. Like, so the guy's like, oh my god, why isn't she like talking to me? And like, obviously as the girl, you know why they're not. Yeah. I mean, they don't tell you until like the middle, because you just like, she's like, oh my god, like I can't talk to him because of like whatever, like, but you don't know until like, I guess like 80 pages in, I feel like.
Yeah.
But that happens, and honestly, it kind of is a cheesy romance. It is like very stereotypical. I'm not the biggest fan of romance books actually, but yeah, this one was really good. I had my tissues ready before every chapter. Like, I cried the first chapter.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like how they met, and it was like about like her grandma, so it was really sad. And it's called like A Thousand Boy Kisses because her grandma gave her this jar to fill up with like a thousand kisses from like a boy that she loves.
Yeah.
So it's so cute. And then they like have their first little like kiss as like 7-year-olds, you know, when you have your first kiss as 7. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
But like as like a little kid in elementary school, I think that's so cute. And then their relationship is just so cute between them. And it's, I feel like what happens to her, like why she cut him off, isn't shocking. But like the way you find out, like in the scene that she's like, oh my god, I wasn't talking to you because whatever, that's really interesting. And there's a lot of like she's very descriptive in her writing, so I felt like the movie was like playing in my head, like I could see everything. I really liked it. I really recommend if you're like a big fan of romance and you haven't read it. And even though this is like a pet peeve, a turn off of mine in books, is when like chapters are like 30 pages long.
Yeah,
I feel like you can just split that. There's no need to make it 30 pages. And this was one of those books, so when I bought it originally, I was like, oh my god, it's gonna take me forever to finish. I finished it within a few days. Like, the chapters didn't bother me because I kept just wanting to read. So that's how you know, even though there was like a turn off for me, I still got through it really quickly, which just shows how engaging her writing was, in my opinion.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. Okay, again, this is like what you asked me, but was it the characters that you liked the most, like their like personalities, learning more about them, or like the actual plot?
I think for this one, for me, I'm generally a character person. Even if the plot is bad, I'll stay for the characters. So this is a character thing for me, because how they interact with each other is just so special and so unique, and you can really see how much they care for each other since they've been friends for so long. And that the plot is really good too, but like I said, it's kind of stereotypical. You see it a lot. So that wasn't really like what grabbed me in. It was more of the characters and their relationship.
So then, kind of going off that, was there anything you didn't like about the book?
Okay, the ending was kind of weird. There was like an epilogue. Like, I think they ended it well, but then sometimes the epilogue ruins books, I feel like, because they try to like wrap it up weirdly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, why did you do that? Like, it ended so well. And then I read the epilogue and I was like, I don't really like this. So other than that, like, really no complaints about it. I'm trying to think. I read it over the summer, so but yeah.
A while ago.
It's like really overwhelming though, because the book itself is like big.
Oh my god, that just reminded me of another really good book, and I can't even remember the name of it.
Kyla.
About a school shooting. See, I'm really bad with names.
Wait, the one that we both read? This is where it ends.
Yeah, this is where it ends. I'm pretty sure that's it. Literally.
Was that one of your other top books of the year?
That was definitely one of the top books, because I've never like cried over books. Like, okay,
really?
I've like teared up a few times. Actually, yeah, I have, but like teared up, never like sobbed. This one, I have never, like, I was like sobbing, like full out sobbing, not just like tears coming down my face, full out sobbing for so much of it. it was like so heartbreaking. It's a book about a school shooting. I think it's like all in like one day.
Yeah, it's like within 50 minutes. That's yeah. like the big thing about it. They emphasize on that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So it was crazy. I don't know, because you get to know the characters and you like feel bad, like all this stuff. I don't know. I think it did a good job of building up the characters and all that. And then it's just like the plot in general. It's just like a school shooting is happening. Who the shooter is, like the connections with the shooter and like the characters and all that stuff. It was just, if you want to cry to a book, read that book.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna disagree with you for a second here. Yay. Girl, because okay. I feel like within like the first like 30 pages like the shooting happens and you don't really know the characters, or at least I didn't really feel connected to them in the first few chapters, so I was like, who is this again? How are they related? Yeah. But then like once you get to the end, like I did cry too. I cried in like the last part of the book, you know what I'm talking about? After the shooting, there's like a part okay. after the shooting, but I cried when a character died. I'm not yeah. gonna say who.
That was my favorite
character. I just felt connected to that character. Yeah. Not gonna use pronouns because that's gonna give it away, but I really felt connected to them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And reading like reviews on this book, because I'm a little review like elf, I don't know, a review elf.
Excessive reviews.
Yeah, a lot of people said, like, I mean, I kind of see where they're coming from, but there was so much diversity in this book, but they said the author just kind of put them there to like have diversity instead of like giving them their own character plots, because there was a Muslim girl and it was like, oh, she's Muslim, but there was like nothing more about her. Do you remember the Muslim?
Actually, no, I don't even know. I read this like a while ago.
All right, yeah, but then it was like, oh, they just had a Muslim girl to have the Muslim girl, or they just had like the black girl to have the black girl, or they had the gay, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I see that, but I don't think it's necessary. Like for some of the characters, yeah, because she didn't really build off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think writing about a topic as serious and heartbreaking as a school shooting is really hard, and as like teenagers ourselves, like I don't know, I always, whenever I see stuff or read stuff about that, like my heart goes out to like all the families and like people affected. That just makes me so sad.
Yeah,
and so like thankful that I haven't experienced that in my lifetime, which is like really like rare, especially living in the US.
Yeah, I think that's like what was so bad, like obviously, unfortunately, all over the news though, it's always talking about shootings and all that, and so it's just kind of like, oh, another school shooting, like shoot, that sucks. Mm-hmm. But like you don't really, like, I don't know, because it's not like, at least for me, I don't know anyone personally that's like been affected by that, so it just is kind of like news. But then reading the book, it's just like you like hear like all the students like trapped in a room, like all this like you get to know the characters personally, so it's like that much worse, that much more in like the I don't know, you can like understand what's happened, like see what it all happened, like go down, you get to know them all like super well. Like, okay, yeah, I agree, like the beginning it's kind of like, what's going on, like who is this?
Yeah,
and then I don't know, and so it's just like to like see that all happen and like bring it personally, like it's like so much worse. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I also liked how they had the different points of views. I'm always gonna say this, one of my favorite things about books is multiple POVs, because you can see how each character related to the shooter, which we'll find out who it is like in the first 20 pages.
Yeah.
But that's also interesting, and like seeing, like I remember reading this one scene, like they're trying to get the kids out of the room, and like there were some kids who weren't like, you know, able to make it, obviously, which was really sad.
Yeah.
And then I just think that was really interesting. It's just, I also cried then too when they couldn't get that one kid out of the room.
But yeah, a sad part is when the people that die, and it's like, it's not just like, oh, character. Well, okay, obviously, multiple people died, so some of it was just like, oh, I don't know them as well, so it wasn't like as upsetting. But then it's like once you get to know the characters so well, and then they die, and it's like, oh my, because most books do not have like the main characters die, and that's just kind of like an unwritten rule, because they want to keep the books like upbeat and stuff like that. So this,
girl, what
like,
books are you reading? Anyway.
Okay, whatever. Well, most books, right? And so, yeah, it's just, like, really sad to, like, once you get to know a character and then they die, it's like, oh.
They die?
Yeah. Whatever. That was a highlight book that I read.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else that you read?
Jane Austen, like, maybe?
Oh.
Oh, my God. You have to stop mentioning that. Well, that will be another podcast. Those are the top ones. What about you?
I think you read this one, but Where the Crawdad Sings by Delia Owens. I can honestly say, very honestly, not a fan of historical fiction. I think it's really boring, at least the ones that I've read in, like, elementary school. We were forced to read those at my school.
I actually really liked it.
Oh, awkward.
I'm sorry.
But I thought it was, like, kind of boring. Because, like, also, I'm not a big, like, history person. So, like, if they were, like, oh, in the Civil War. And, like, as, like, an 8-year-old, I didn't really know much about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got kind of confused reading them. But this is about the girl, I think, in, like, the 50s. Like, please correct me if I'm wrong. But she basically lives on this marsh all alone because basically her family abandoned her.
Yeah.
And it's about how she, like, survives on her own. And you would think it's, like, very heartbreaking. And, like, because, like, obviously it's, like, a little girl who's, like, trying to live for herself with, like, no family. But the way that the author writes it, she writes it very, like, inspirational, being, like, even though, like, it's not, like, okay, she had no family, she's sad. It's, like, even though she didn't have a family, she was able to persevere and, like, make, like, a living for herself, which I think is really, like, important to highlight in it. And within this historical fiction plot, you also have a mystery plot because you switch back and forth between the future and now, and you get to see, like, she's a suspect in someone's murder. So I like that. And then I feel like it's more of, like, an adult book, definitely not a YA book because of some of the scenes in the book.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, an older teenager, I feel like, older teenager,
yeah,
it would be good. And I think it's just really important to, like, touch on topics like this. And the mystery is what keeps you in your, like, on your toes.
Yeah.
Looking for the expression right there. And the ending was really shocking for me. I don't know if you remember that.
I actually read it in eighth grade, I think. Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. So, I mean, I was fine. Also, sorry, just to, like, butt in, I just wanted to add, like, about the character, I liked how they made her, like, so strong. Because, like, as you said, like, she had, like, a super strong, like, perseverance. Like, she was, like, not, like, oh, my life sucks. Like, I'm living alone in a marsh without my family. Like, they abandoned me. She, like, they made her, like, seem like a very strong, like, capable, like,
yeah,
main character.
And, like,
nice.
Even though, like, basically everyone, like, abandoned her within, like, the first 10 pages, she was able to, like, become friends with her neighbors, and, like, friends of her, like, siblings were still around. To, like, help her with stuff like that. So I think that's really important to say, like, just because someone isn't blood doesn't mean they can't be family, which is a really important message that I think should be touched on, because a lot of people, it could be relatable for some kids who, ooh, this is getting dark, maybe I won't put it in, but it could be relatable for kids who don't have, like, stable households. It's like,
yeah,
like, your friend could be, like, your family. They don't have to be blood to be considered family.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, like,
yeah,
or even if you do have, like, a strong, like, a, like, what's the word, like, a good family, but like
strong, like, strong home life,
yeah,
strong home life,
but like
strong,
like,
family situation,
healthy, yeah, stable family, like, it's still, I feel like a lot of people, it's like, oh, what are you most thankful for? My friends and my family. So it kind of, like, shows that connection between how important friends are for people.
And then what I really thought was interesting about this book, the author, this is her first, like, fiction book. Because she writes, like, nonfiction nature books, I think.
Oh.
So you can see where that comes in, because she'll be like, oh, this flower, or, like, this leaf, because the main character is really interested in that kind of stuff. And obviously it helps her later in the book, but we're not going to talk about that because that's kind of a spoiler. And I think I just love the character. I would want to be friends with her.
So, good plot twist. And, like, I don't know. Unexpected.
That ending, I just got shocked. I feel like a lot of authors have hard times with endings of the book, but I think ending with a plot twist, I know it's, I don't think it's popular, but I really like it.
I like it.
Because it gets me like, oh, what?
Bringing in Karen McManus again.
Yep, literally. But, yeah, it's just so shocking when, like, something at the end happens and then you're just left with your jaw dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
Instead of being, they lived happily ever after. Like, okay, that's nice, but leaving with a plot twist.
It makes the book more memorable, I feel like.
Exactly.
You want to read more of the author. You want to, like, have a sequel, stuff like that. But, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there were any other books that I really thought were significant.
Yeah. Like, I read a lot of good books, I think, but that we'll talk about later, I'm pretty sure.
What about the one about Canada? The guy from Canada who lived in, like, who moved to Texas?
Oh!
Was that good?
The Life of a North American teenager or something like that was a good book. I like, it wasn't like a favorite, like, there are other books But I thought that was a super good, like, quick read. It's just about a boy who moves from Canada to Texas, and he just kind of has to adjust, a teenager, to life in a different country, where obviously America and Canada are different, not like completely different compared to like America, like, I don't know, someplace a little farther away. But I think it was still like a good relatable read. You get to know the character a lot. Yeah, I just thought it was a fun read. Like, it wasn't like major plot twist or anything like that, but I thought it was a cute, fun, quick, easy read.
Yeah. So yeah, this is the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about our favorite books of 2020. And if you guys want to tell us about your favorite books, feel free to email us or DM us or whatever. Okay, so tune in next time. So we're kind of going to be on the opposite end of the scale, but books that didn't meet our expectations. I feel like that will be really interesting, us just bashing on authors. I mean,
hopefully fun.
Yeah. So thank you so much once again, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.